Hello, this is Stuart. Welcome to Motivational Moment. I would like to talk to you today about say it until you see it. One thing about life is you have to begin to say things until you see things. A lot of times we may not see that new house, we may not see that new car, we may not see the new job, we may not see ourselves graduating from the certification class or college or whatever you believe in seeing. But one thing I realized about life is you have to say it until you see it. You know, it's a saying thing. You have to say, I know I'm going to have that job. I know I'm going to have that new car. I know I'm going to be able to graduate school. I know I'm going to be able to get that certification. You have to begin to speak things into existence. And one thing about us as human beings, we have the power to begin to speak things into existence. We can speak our way to good health. We can speak our way into a great relationship. We can speak our way into getting promoted at our jobs. We can speak our way into different things in this life that will help us to be able to move forward. But first of all, we're saying it until we see it. But first, you have to see it to say it, right? Because if you don't see it, how can you ever receive it? Anything that you want in this life, you have to see it first. I remember even when we were, I was living in DC and we moved into our $400,000 house. I seen it. We seen it and we began to say it, right? We said it and we seen it and it manifested and it happened. Why? Because we seen it and we kept saying it, that we're going to move in it and then we're going to get it until it began to manifest and it began to happen. And that's one thing about life is other people can't see the vision. Other people can't see what you can see, but you can't put your vision in other people's hands. You have to put your vision in your own hand and you have to really believe it. If you're going to believe that you're going to make $10,000 a month, you have to keep saying it until you see it. If you believe you're going to make $20,000 a month, you have to say it until you see it. If you believe you're going to be a multimillionaire, you have to say it until you see it. But you have to see it before you say it, right? So you have to see yourself becoming the millionaire. You have to see the person that you have to become so you can be able to become that multimillionaire, right? You have to see the person that you have to become to begin to make $10,000 a month and $20,000 a month. Who are you becoming? Because you have to become something to begin to make that kind of money. It's just like in products, right? You have to sell a high earning product to make a certain amount of money. If you want to make a lot of money, your product might have to be $1,000 a person, $2,500 a person, $5,000 a person, right? Because you're selling that product because you're becoming that person that offers it. And you're becoming that person that deserves to be able to make that money because you're working your skills and you're working the system. Right. You have learned a lot. Now you are able to use your knowledge for your benefit. And that's a beautiful thing when you're able to maneuver like that, because a lot of people can't maneuver like that in life. But whatever you want in this life, you have to go after it. No one is not going to give you anything. You have to go after everything in this life that you want. You can't just sit back and see this one thing. This is how people are. They'll sit back and they'll say, well, I've been saying it for years. I've been saying it for a long time and it seems like nothing has happened. So Stuart up here talking about say it until you see it. I've been saying it for years and I don't see nothing, because you haven't seen it first. You haven't felt it. You haven't experienced it. So when you feel it and when you touch it, and when you experience it, what begins to happen and take place is when you begin to say it, you feel what you're saying, right? This is like a woman who's pregnant. She feels the baby inside of her. She experiencing the baby kicking. She experiencing the baby moving around in her belly. She can't even see the baby yet until she goes to the doctor and they do the ultrasound, but she can't really still see it. but she can feel it. And that's how you got to be with your dream. You have to feel your dream, right? You have to feel it deep down inside of your spirit and your belly so you can be able to receive from your dream. You have to say it until you see it. Amazing things are about to happen to you and for you in your life, but you have to really believe that they're going to happen. You can't just sit back and imagine that they're going to happen, but you got to really believe they're going to happen. And then you got to take steps for them to begin to take place. It's just like if you want a house, you see the house, you say it every day that's just your house, but you haven't applied for the house. You've passed the house every day and it's for sale, but you haven't applied for it. You haven't even got your credit together. You haven't made sure that you have everything on your credit correct. You haven't made sure that you have at least a little money saved. Even if they have a class that they pay your down payment, you haven't even went to the class so you can be able to be prepared to be able to receive the house. So how can you receive something that you haven't prepared for? You can say it until you see it all day, but you have to begin to prepare, because preparation meets opportunity. So when you prepare, what happens? Opportunity begins to come your way. And then the house shows up after you have prepared and you move towards it and you keep believing that you're going to receive it. Then it begins to happen in your life. So you have to begin to have a mindset that I'm going to receive everything that I want in this life. I'm going to keep saying it until I see it, but also I'm going to make sure I prepare for whatever is coming my way. So you have to really believe that you're going to receive it, and you got to hold on to it, right? So I hope this message helped somebody today. This is Stuart with your motivational moment. Make sure you check out my website at www.stuartmclain.com. Also, make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. Until next time, you have an amazing day.